Hello, everyone. This is actually supposed to be day 7, which is a day late because, I wasn't able to record anything last night. I was not in any position to record anything last night. So today I want to talk about, dreams. That's another thing about me that, I guess you could say make a big deal out of, because I am really huge about dreams, about seeing things in dreams, and the reasons why we dream. And that would be a kitty cat jumping on something. I'm not really sure what he jumped on or who it is. Oh, it's a boo-boo. Kittipus is who that is. Okay. I digress. Anyway, I did a paper when I was in high school about dreams and different people's theories on why people dream and what, you know, interpretations of people's dreams and stuff like that. And I've come to the conclusion that dreams can be one of two things. The shit going on in your head that either you have not been able to process yet, or is hanging out in your subconscious that you've been hiding from yourself. And another theory, or another reason why we dream, is to receive messages. Because I am a very spiritual person, and I believe that we can receive messages, depending on our spiritual gifts, through either dreams, through meditation, sometimes even in waking state. But I receive them through dreams. I have met spirit guides. I have talked to my dad. I have talked to my grandfather. I have even been able to get messages to and from my mother, who is still alive, might I add. So I have these reoccurring dreams, and I'm sure everybody has, you know, the reoccurring dream of losing your teeth and, you know, falling, whatever. But I have these dreams, and they still happen quite a bit. And it's been almost 20 years since I've graduated from high school. And I know I'm dating myself here. But I have these dreams that I am getting ready to graduate again and again and again. And usually it involves me being back with my, you know, back in high school, back in my room where my, I used to do a lot of my work and stuff like that, study hall. I had my own personal room where I worked in. But it always looks different each time, but it's always pretty much the same scenario. My teacher's around sometimes she's not. My mom getting ready for graduation, getting me ready for graduation. Really depends. It's usually different stuff. And I don't know, I still have yet to figure that out. Why do I still dream about that? Why do I still dream about being in high school? Why do I still dream about graduating? And the only thing that I can really think of is the fact that I do have regrets about what I did after graduation, or what I did not do after graduation. And it's very possible, oh hi Chulak, it's very possible that maybe it's just a way of wishing that I could go back and fix things so that things, you know, maybe could turn out differently. I don't know. But that's really the only, that's really the only thing I can think of. But I still to this day have dreams about graduating from high school. Last night, I had a killer one. This wasn't about that. This was something completely different. As most of you know, I am a massage therapist. And I had a dream that I ran into an old friend of mine. I knew her in Little Rock. We remained friends for years. We've since lost touch. She's in Missouri somewhere. And last time I think she and I talked was back in 2008. I dreamed that I met this woman, this friend of mine, at a hotel. And we were talking, and she said, there's this guy that he really needs a massage. He needs you to work on him. And she took me to his hotel room, and he was laying in bed. And I went to touch him, and he had, I'm not kidding you, this man had been through hell and back. And I could tell just by touching him that he had been through a lot. I'm going to keep talking while I'm letting a cat in. So, at any rate, I'm trying to massage this guy. And he is talking to me about having been in Vietnam and whatchamacallit, you know. And I think I remember telling Mary, because I think she was in the room, that was my friend. I said, this guy's been through hell and back. I don't even think I want to know what he's been through, because I can really tell that he's just really been through a lot and is probably still dealing with it. And I know it was weird, like, and then I kept getting interrupted. He wanted me to massage his stomach first, and he had this weird rash all over his stomach, and I remember I had to put this cream all over his stomach first before I could do anything. And then, of course, I was going to work on everything else, you know, do the normal stuff. And I remember working on his shoulders, and I don't remember everything that he was saying to me, but I just remember we kept getting interrupted. And finally, at the end, I woke up when he was trying to open a window or something in the room, because he just got to where he couldn't take it anymore and needed air or something. I don't know. But I remember the man's name, and I just, you know, he had a name, he had a history, he had an issue, and I was just like, wow, I mean, this is the first time I've ever actually had a dream about something like that before. So maybe it's possible that we can astral travel, you know, and maybe heal someone while we're sleeping. And maybe this man really needed something. I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of. And Mary and I, having been so close, you know, it's likely that she might have been involved. I don't know. But it was a good dream. I mean, it wasn't a bad dream. It was just unusual for me. But, you know, for a while I kind of hit a lull and I wasn't dreaming as much. And now I'm dreaming a lot. And so I wanted to kind of devote this to that, because that's a part of me as well. And I was curious, you know, to see if anyone else has the same issues, is going through the same things, and, you know, and stuff. So anyhow, I got 2 minutes left. So I'd be curious to know about any reoccurring dreams you guys have. I don't have nightmares anymore. I did when I was a child, but not so much now. I used to have reoccurring dreams about this house. It's a huge house, 4 stories. And every time I dream about this house, every time I'm in there, I'm always being told, don't go to the 3rd and 4th floor. And I'm always sneaking up there because, you know, when they tell you not to do something, you're more apt to do it. So I haven't dreamt about it in a while, but I used to have a dream about that house all the time. So, but I just thought last night's dream was rather interesting. I'm curious to see what anyone's thoughts are. But anyhow, I'm going to make this day 7's audio boo, even though it's late as hell. And I will talk to you all later.